Good morning. We continue with our discussion of the between 6 and 10, the issues of the world of Yedidus. So Rav Volba continues to ask the following question. He says, if our world functions so well with the world of Yedidus, with the understanding of friendship and connection, if it's something that exists between man and God, as we saw the other day in regard to Bris Milah and Shabbos and Tefillin, and it gives a man a connection, a friendship, there within, and if it exists in the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro issues, even among the nations of the world, and even in regard to the mitzvahs of Baal Tashchis, even with other living things, then why is there so much hatred in the world? How is there so much distancing in the world, if the world is supposed to be there? So Rav Volba identifies a parallel force to the force that is the world of Yedidus, and he calls it the world of Zarus. To be a Zar is to be a stranger. And that power of distance, of strangeness, comes ahead and is quite destructive. He uses a famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis to make the point, and listen to it because it's worthwhile. The Gemara tells us that if a person tears his clothing, or breaks his utensils because he's so angry, or he just throws away his money because he's so angry, he should be seen as though he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. And why is that, says the Gemara? Because today, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, comes along and tells the person, do this, tear your clothing, throw away your money. Tomorrow, keeps going and going until he says, do Avodah Zarah, be an idol worshiper. So, the Rav Volba says, take a look at the language of the Gemara. Technically speaking, it makes no sense how one goes from anger straight to Avodah Zarah. How is that one straight line? But the understanding of the process, when we introduce the idea of Zaros, of strangeness, into the storyline, becomes a really fundamental idea. When a person is so angry that he breaks his kalim, we see that what makes him so angry must be the sense of strangeness. Once we're in the world of Zaros, once we're in the world of strangeness, where there's no Yedidus, there's no friendship, and a person can't handle that situation, so we know by definition that's just a one-way trip to Avodah Zarah, which is the ultimate form of Zaros. It's a service that is Zar, that is filled with Zar. He says, it's not just anger that brings us down the road towards that process, but even desire can bring to Zaros. And it can take something that is so foreign to the idea of Yedidus and make it look like love. And that's a real, real problem. So the first thing we have to realize is that this distinctiveness, the world of distinction, the world of I'm here and you're there, but you're strange to me, you're foreign to me, creates a situation whereby there is a tremendous amount of room to sin, and it's a one-way trip down the road towards Avodah Zarah. In fact, there is a ultimate form of Zaros, and that Rav Volba calls Ach Zarius. Achzarius is like a sense of brazenness or boldness, and it's one of the most difficult midos. But he quotes Rav Hirsch, who points out that the word achzar, or the brazen one, and not in a good way, is a combo and a contraction of the words ach and zar. He's only strange. And Rav Volba says, take a look at that. It takes that achzarius, that idea that I'm only looking to see how everyone is different, how there's no commonality, how there's no connection between people, that gives permission and license within a person's head, he thinks, to go ahead and destroy, to kill anyone who fits the bill of being a czar. And that's how war happens. He says you have to understand, take a look at people called the Crusaders, who were part of a religion that professed love and only love. But what happened in the religion of love? They came ahead and they brutally murdered the czar, the strangers. Throughout history, when we've been attacked as people, I mean, take a look at Esther and Megillus Esther, where Haman declared to Ahasuerus, there is a nation. They're the strangers. There's no commonality, and so therefore it becomes a heter to destroy. Rav Vogel goes on to say, and remember, he's talking between 67 and 73, but he says, the modern system of Darwinism, the belief in survival of the fittest, is by definition azarius. What happens to a person who's not the fittest? So in such a situation, you treat them as a czar, and you bump them off. You kill those people. He says, that's a terrible system of life. That's a strange concept, and he's very opposed to the philosophy that came along with Darwinism as acceptable in society. And speaking in 67 and 73, he says that's one of the challenges of technology. When we don't connect with one another directly, we rely on all sorts of intermediaries, we wind up with a sense of zaros, we wind up with a sense of distance. And that can exist even within a person's body. When a person gets into a situation where he doesn't accept his own body, right? He doesn't accept his own self. He thinks he's something totally different. Even within there, he will do things to himself that are horrible. He develops a sense of self-loathing. All of a sudden, all sorts of psychological challenges can come into play. He can see himself as foreign and create all sorts of damages. And that's a tragic commentary on the human condition, that the human can even get to the point of seeing himself as a foreign invader. When we live in the world of with me or not with me, this leads to an achzarius. And this, says Rav Vogel, is one of the great dangers that exists and brings out not only destruction of the individual, not only the destruction of the individual in his immediate world, but this can also explain the domination natures and the wars and the world wars that have existed throughout history. And the Jewish people have found themselves in the center of a lot of these wars throughout history to give us a awareness of the message of Achzorius. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Zaros, Zaros, this sense can also bring about the source of Rishus, this sense of being a Rasha. Yeshayahu calls an Achzar a Rasha. A person who is an Achzar, he is by definition a Rasha. That person is exactly the opposite of the person who allows a Menuchas HaNefesh. He allows a certain sense of self, of understanding who he is. And a person who's a czar never identifies himself, and therefore he is a rush. He's a person who only has a problem with everything else. He can't say what he is. He is really, by definition, what he is not. And, of course, our goal in life is not to be what we're not, but rather what we are. And so if we take the time out to be who we are and reach out from ourselves to others, that will make a major difference on the way we see ourselves and, by definition, where we're headed in life. And if we can do that, we will return not only towards Hashem Elokeinu, but we'll return to one another in order to serve Hashem Elokeinu and be a model that will be one that we utilize by the world over. Have a great day.